Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm 23, verse 1.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Now, today's devotional reflection. The last few times we have considered the 23rd Psalm. This beloved Psalm of David is familiar to most. Let's learn from David's life as a shepherd, as he writes about God being his shepherd. We have already considered that the sheep know the shepherd's voice and that we should develop our ability to know his voice. Next, we considered that sheep trust the shepherd for green pastures and that most often, biblical pastures look like dry wilderness places where we trust the good shepherd to lead us to each little tuft of green grass as we need it. Finally, we assessed that the good shepherd leads us by still water. Only a good shepherd knows the fears that sheep possess of running water. Jesus said that he gives living water and that whoever drinks that water will never thirst again. I need to get away from the fast, rushing waters of life, get close to the Good Shepherd, and drink the calm, living water only he provides. Picking up with our fourth reflection, the Good Shepherd leads us in paths of righteousness. In Matthew, Jesus talks about entering at the straight gate and keeping to the narrow way. If you ever have a chance to see a sheep path in the wilderness, you will understand how narrow it is. The sheep keep to their shepherd's path and graze the area between the tracks. A goat will go its own way, even to its peril. Why? Because goats think they know better than the shepherd. Our fifth and final reflection on this psalm is, His rod and staff bring comfort. Jesus, as the good shepherd, will prod his wandering sheep back into his fold to keep them in his protective care. And he will use a rod and a staff to direct them to ever abide with him and to walk in the right direction on the right path. The shepherd's rod is also used to ward off predators. Our good shepherd has defeated our enemy and made us overwhelming conquerors through his love and might. The shepherd's staff had a hook, or what is sometimes called a crook, at one end. The crook was used to reach the wayward sheep who might drift off course or accidentally slip off the path's edge and out of arm's reach of the shepherd. A good shepherd would then hook the sheep and pull it to safety. The good shepherd said that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one lost sheep. If you've never trusted the good shepherd, allow him to guide you today. Only Jesus can satisfy your longing heart. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.